closing out our first hour here because we've got Tina Goodrich coming up here real soon to do some Let's Talk Real Estate.
Why didn't we close out the first half hour?
Well, we've never done that.
We could. Yeah. It's a brand new year.
Yeah, it is. But the thing that we're doing with Tina isn't necessarily a third half hour. Like the last year was a separate part of the show. This is still the same show, but the subject matter is going to be real estate and stuff that is involved with real estate. And maybe even we'll fall off the rails every now and again, too, because we always have a little fun and get laughing. So
yeah, it's fun to watch Miss Tina try to reel us back in because she's like, hey, this is about real estate.
I don't know if she's ever going to be able to actually do that, but she has her work cut out for herself for sure. So, Laura, what do you think? You've been really quiet. I mean, you came late, but you've been quiet ever since. Make sure you get close to that mic.
Oh, there we go. Sorry. Well, I'm tired. I was at Nemo's cleaning all day, washing walls and all kinds of fun stuff.
It's only 7:50 in the morning.
Well, I was there all night.
You stayed all night?
Yeah.
Do you guys have...
Wait
for no party in the
no.
Well, yeah, like we'd say many times, we do pre-record this show, and yeah, you have been getting everything clean and ready for an opening. Do we know any kind of a day yet or not?
I still have not heard. Every day you're like, oh, she's going to speak. Oh,
so you're kind of basing this on the governor, what she comes
so
up with.
What's up with the governor? Because I drove by the movie theater and they said that they're showing movies. I thought that was illegal.
Oh, no, that they were okayed, and then we were okay to do the takeout still, but then they kept movies open, but restaurants closed.
Speaking of movies, that Family Video's closing up. Did you see they must not have been able to sell enough CBD oil, and there went the business.
Well, I feel bad. I mean, because Vince works there, and Vince is an awesome guy. So I hope things are good for him.
Maybe he gets a big severance package.
Yeah, he took care of that. Yeah, I hope so, too, because he took care of that show.
But I did see him at his new job.
You did? Okay. Mm-hmm. So he is working. Good.
Maybe they give him, like, all the unsold CBD oil.
I doubt it. But, Vince, if you're out there, as a shout-out to you, man. You're a hell of a guy and one of my favorite people around this town.
Why don't we ever have him on the radio, then?
I run into him and we see each other and then we talk and laugh for a minute and he's working or got something going on.
Well, not no more. He won't be.
Well, no, he's already working. Laura just said she already saw him at his new job.
What's his new job?
Should I say?
Might be a potential sponsor.
That's his business.
Speaking of which, are we going to hit up the Highland Bar Stool for some taller stools? The Highland Bar Stool Company, maybe they can sponsor the show.
They might. Are you going to give them a call?
Maybe. Do you think we'll do them a commercial if they give us some bar stools?
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll tell how wonderful they are. We'll talk about these bar stools. For sure we will.
That's cool. I bought stuff for Nemo's from there.
Yeah.
Oh, you had the connection then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's
on. I got a new connection, but I'm not going to tell you until next week.
Okay. Well, then.
A little teaser.
All right. Well, I feel teased. And that's been a big part of my life. So, without that... So, we can't say hi to Tina yet. She is in the studio. We haven't given her a microphone yet.
This sounds like just like those real radio shows when they do the swapping of the DJs and the next DJ comes in and stuff and they're in the studio. Yeah. I love when they do that.
Well, we're just adding a mic for this one and then we're going to talk. I don't even really know the subject matter yet. It's all going to be a big surprise
for us. I wonder what we'll talk about.
Well, I have an idea that it may have something to do with real estate.
That'd be a good title of the segment.
Yeah, or Let's Talk Real Estate.
Let's talk something about real estate.
Let's talk something about real estate, okay.
Maybe just Let's Talk Real Estate.
Yeah, I think we went with Let's Talk Real Estate.
I think we need a jingle, though.
A jingle?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, maybe. Though all those things, like all your great ideas are great, but they all cost money. And they all cost time.
That's what the sponsors are for. Hey, maybe we could get that South Haven Heating and Cooling come in, and they might sponsor us and give us an air conditioner.
An air conditioner, maybe a heater, or a tank full of
propane,
fuel oil.
Yeah. Right now, maybe because they probably ain't selling too many air conditioners in the winter, now's the time that you can get them to get us an air conditioner, so when it gets real hot in here in the summer, we'll be all set
up. I have central air.
You never turned it on in here.
Not for you. You're not worth the central air. I mean, that'd be like 35 cents for that hour you're here.
Good gracious.
Yeah. He is definitely worth 35 cents.
Thank you, Miss Laura.
Yeah, I don't know about that for sure. So, Laura, so we're not sure about Nemo's and what's going on with, because the governor's orders, we're not just going to revolt and say we're all going to open, and which is kind of what I've been kind of would like to do.
Well, I think people are getting close.
I think so. I think so, too. Now, I've got about 2 minutes left to fill here. I'm not sure what
we never talked about the Race of Mason Dixon show that's on every night on Facebook TV. It's on the Race of Mason Dixon Facebook channel. Please. I just did.
Okay. Laura, do you have any questions about his Race of Mason Dixon show?
You know, your show looks, it's really fun. I've caught a little of it, but I've never seen a whole show.
Yeah. Hey, you never signed in.
Last night, I accidentally hit the love button.
I saw that.
Before he even started, I'm like, I saw his graphic was up that it was starting. I hit the love button. I'm like, oh, crap, how do I take that back?
I love you. And it's floating.
My little heart is floating. I'm like, come back. I didn't mean that.
Boy, that just warmed my heart when Rob Dog loved my show. He's been on it once, you know.
Yes, there you go. Because of his 100th episode.
He had 100th episode. Yeah, we celebrated that.
Yeah. So how is it going? Are you starting to build a following?
Oh yeah, it's getting good. We had our 100th episode party, and we moving forward. We got lots of good guests this month and stuff. It's real fun.
Okay.
In fact, this week in honor of Elvis's birthday, which was yesterday, Friday, Elvis turned 86 years old, and we had two Elvises this week, and we had the world's only Klingon Elvis tribute artist and Melvis the Drag King,
nice. Right.
Who was a female.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know perfect. How much fun
I think
is
that's
that?
Perfect for your show.
I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah, I would too. So everything that they did, it's all there for video. You can go check it out on Race and Mason Dixon's Facebook page. We've got about a minute left, but I'm going to take 30 seconds to remind you to go to Spotify or YouTube, check out the Dale Robbie Band, send us a penny, put it on mute and let it run, or listen to it if you'd like, which would actually be better. The podcast, check out all of our past episodes and get notifications when we have new episodes that are posted.
Gotta hit that subscribe button.
Yep, hit that subscribe button.
BYRD.
It really helps us out when you do so. We know that you're listening when you do such a thing. So check out Rob Bird's Moondog Show on Podbean or any place you get
podcasts. And give them the phone number there, too.
Wait, one second. I'm getting there. Facebook, check us out. Moondog Productions. Sponsors and shout-outs. Are we shouting out? We're not saying anything about that one. A new one yet?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll be quiet about that one. But we have new people coming on the show, and we want to say thank you to you if you're listening, and we haven't have it quite wrapped up yet. We want to say thank you because we know you're coming.
Aren't we going to say thank you to Subs and More?
No, we can't at the moment.
Oh, sorry. No, you can delete
that.
Yeah,
that was a good one. That was a good one.
You can delete that.
And I finally got a hold of him, and I say, hey, what's going on? He goes, oh, no, I haven't talked to my wife yet. So, yeah.
We can say thank you, Captain
Nemo. And now I have to debate on whether I'm going to cut everything out we just said. But regardless of all that.
We got it.
There we go. Regardless of all that, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.